Good day, I'm Jackie Judd, joined by Mary Agnes Carey of Kaiser Health News, and this is Health on the Hill, a conversation about activity on Capitol Hill regarding healthcare policy and legislation. Welcome, Mary Agnes.
Thank you.
The Senate and House are back this week from their Memorial Day break, and if they are to meet their deadlines for their self-imposed deadlines for healthcare reform, this is really crunch time. What's the expectation for activity this first week out?
I think the first week out, you'll begin to see details emerge of the Senate bills. Senate Finance Committee Chairman Max Baucus has said several times he wants to mark up his bill in mid-June. The Senate Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee, which is chaired by Senator Edward Kennedy, a Democrat of Massachusetts, has also said they are aiming for a June markup. So I think we'll see some details begin to emerge on those Senate bills. And of course, as we go forward this month, there are three committees of House jurisdiction. They'll also be releasing their bills. They're working together to have a coordinated approach. But again, with this idea of having legislation pass both chambers before the August recess, which would mean floor action in July. So we're going to begin to see some real movement this month on legislative bills.
And before this, of course, there have already been some hearings, some Senate finance roundtables. So is there a sense yet of the contours of any of the legislation?
Max Baucus, who's again head of the Senate Finance Committee, said repeatedly that everything is on the table. But I think we'll have to see as some of these details emerge, some of the items we've been talking about are individual mandates, employer mandates, this idea of a public plan option that would compete with the private insurers, whether or not they'll lift the exclusion that we now have on taxation of health insurance benefits provided by employers. All of those items are certainly being examined and could appear in these bills.
You mentioned Senator Ted Kennedy a moment ago, and as we all know, the lion of the Senate, as he's called, has been battling brain cancer for the past several months. But this past week, he had an op-ed piece in the Boston Globe outlining his vision, basically, for healthcare reform. If he is back on Capitol Hill, back in the game, how does it change the dynamic of the negotiations moving forward?
I think it adds a phenomenal amount of momentum to the debate, to the push for passage of health legislation. In the piece you mentioned, he talked about a lot of the priorities that have been voiced by President Obama and congressional Democrats, want to give you more choice of a health insurer, want to help you afford health insurance if you can't afford it for yourself. They want to lower the cost of health care, make sure that patients get the most effective cost treatments. These are all items that have been out there in the discussion, but with Ted Kennedy back and in the game, it certainly adds more momentum to this debate.
And in advance of this new phase that we're entering this week, lobbying organizations on both sides of this debate have been gearing up. It's evident if you turn on the television, you're beginning to see those commercials. It's the ad wars. What are the goals here for each side?
Goals for each side, of course, would be try to take very complicated healthcare legislation and boil it down to something that's simple that people can understand, and at the same time, push your political point of view, push whatever goal you want to achieve. For example, if you're on the more conservative side of things, these ads now are coming out saying that the Democrats' health plan will put government between you and your physician, put more government in your life, it will increase your wait times and perhaps your cost of health insurance. People who favor what the Democrats are trying to do are pushing the opposite point of view. They're saying, look, let's give you more choice for health insurance. Let's get insurers out of making decisions that belong to you and your physician. I think you're going to hear these messages over and over again. There'll be other ones thrown in the game. It'll be a war of the words for the whole summer and well into the fall.
And they have impact, as we remember from the early 90s when Harry and Louise were trotted out.
Exactly. One simple message can destroy or help a bill live, rather. It could help it succeed or help it fail. It's very, very important to the lobbying campaign how these messages are positioned and what they say. And I think we're going to see it from all sides.
One final question. Several weeks ago, you and I have talked about this in the past, several large organizations representing major sectors of the healthcare industry went to the White House, stood with President Obama. They all talked about huge savings coming out of the system in the next 10 years. Obama has given them what one writer said, a homework assignment of coming forward this week, the first week of June, with some details. Are you hearing anything about that?
I think what we'll see, rather, are some very broad ideas, wanting to reduce administrative, wanting to have more administrative simplification, for example, reducing red tape, trying to make sure patients get the most effective, the most cost-effective care. And I think, again, they will reiterate that they want to help President Obama achieve his goal of reducing health spending by $2 trillion over the next decade. I think they'll be very reluctant to back themselves into a corner with specifics.
Okay. Thank you so much. Mary Agnes Carey of Kaiser Health News. I'm Jackie Judd. Thank you so much for joining us.